give him an al top line. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halachik Rav Yehuda ben Baba. So the Mishnah said, Rav Yehuda ben Baba says, it's only for Be'er HaRav and Bilvad. So they pass on like Yehuda ben Baba. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hutshu, Pasi Biros, Ela Le'Be'er, Mayim, Chayim, Bilvad. Which basically is this halacha that you need to have a bear. Okay. And Morris says in Tzricha, I need both statements. The Yashmin and halacha should be Huda ben Bava. If you would just tell me the halacha, they pass like Huda ben Bava, which means you need a bear. Bear means Mayim Chayim. Havamina de Rabim, as long as it belongs to the Rabim, Bafil Machonosim. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is matter bor harabim also. The main thing is the rabim. And when he says bear rabim, he was coming to exclude bear of the yochid, but he wasn't coming to exclude bor of the rabim. Mechanasi means water which is gathered, means a bor, which a cistern which holds water. Behind the company bear harabim lafu came to Rabbi Kiva. Boy, he's coming to him to go against just to show it holds on like Rabbi Kiva. Kamash Malon del Hutshu Pasi Biros El the Bear Mayim Chaim. So it has to be Dafka Bear. It has to be a spring which has its own source of replenishing itself. Between a bear Mayim Chaim, I mean a loishna the Rabbin, loishna the Yachid. Even a bear Hayachid is also permitted. Mashlon halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba that it has to be dafka belonging to the rabbi.
What's the last
okay? Zakrashi.
So we So that discussion we had earlier about the waters dry up in the middle of Shabbos, that's a theoretical, that's not halacha anymore.
I mean, theoretically, it's possible that a bear would also dry up, but it's much less common than a boar. The second half of the question, then, if it refills on Shabbos, that would be much less halacha. I mean, a bear for this purpose is
what refills on Shabbos.
More before discussing, but if it dries out and then it starts up again on Shabbos, it rains. Rashi says so that's you know, when we picture a bear, we picture a full spring. Could be a well would also go under the same halachic circumstances as a bear for this purpose, because I mean, even if it's not coming up to the surface, you have to dig down and get the water. But the water is not stored water from rain; it's the water which is you take out water, it refills itself. But a well runs dry. There times a well one. Sakrashi, how many a bear? How many the rabbi fill up? The more discussed is if it runs dry before. Sure, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. I think even mechunasim is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba permits. The behind of the comer bear harabim, which is only it's replenishing. It's something which is self replenishing. Sure, Rabbi Kiva. It's coming to argue on Rabbi Kiva. The Amr Ber Hayachid, sure, Rabbi Kiva says Ber Hayachid is Mutter. Masihu the Meimar, Avagav the Mayim Chaim Ninu. Even though it's Mayim Chaim, so it's a Be'er, still the Rabbim in the Yachid Lights, but it's only if it belongs to the Rabbim. That's what Rehudim Baba was responding to that statement of Ber Hayachid. He said, no, it's only Ber Rabbim. Vachakamar, and us in the pasim, afilu leber, elishal rabbin. even though it's a bear which has a milo, still it's only if it belongs to the rabbim, not the bear yochid. That's what I would have said. Okay. Vod Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. That's what I would have thought. That's what I would have thought. That's not true. Just one point in the word. The Pasha in the statement of Rabbi Yosef and Mishmuel, the second one, is not that he's paskening like that himself. He's saying that's how he understood the Rabbi Baba, but he needs to point it out. It's Dafka Ber Mayim Chayim. It's not the Pasha. He, Rabbi Baba's attack only meant Rabbim Loishno Bor Loishno Ber. But I'm only passing like him, halachah l'maaseh, by bear mayim chayim. That means it's pasha. That means he learned that shot in Yehuda ben Baba l'maaseh. More, if that's not clear in the way the more phrases it though. Vayda Amar Yehuda ben Baba. Another statement from Yehuda ben Baba, relevant to our discussion over here. Relative to Hilchos Erevin, so really right now we're going to take an excursion away from the halachos of Pasei Biros, or pretty much we're finished with Pasei Biros. Hagina of a Hakarfeif, if you have a correct, okay, Hagina of a Hakarfeif, Shem Shibim Ama Vishirayim, Al Ayin Ama Vishirayim. Hamukefis gather kaboya asar tefachim. So you have an area which is not enclosed for deer purposes. It's a gina, which it's a garden, which is a vegetable garden, or it's a karpif, which is just enclosed, and you put walls which are the normal height that you need to create make a rishus yachid. So metalta masecha, you're allowed to carry inside of it. No, bavad that shehebo shemira ebeistira, which it takes mucha leir. He says, even so, you can only carry instead of there once it's the shear of the shivimam of a shirayim. If there's some form of dwelling there, which means that you have the shemira is like a burgan type of a thing, is a sukkah for the. A little hut for the person who's watching the gina, or a base dira, or a tzmuchalir, which means it's used by the people of the city. So it's made for it's made for people to use it. So
but,
that
but a park.
We assume that a park is hukav l'dira. It's made for people to go there to walk to play golf. Parks are you have a forest dense forest type of area where people can't really go, etc. You can't do anything. That's a car for them. Yehuda Omer that afilu ein bo ela bor v'shiach u'ma'oro taltan b'seich. Even if it only has some type of water storage, either it could be in the shape of a boar, which is round, or sheikh is a long and narrow, like a type of a trench. A mor is a covered water hole. You can mean the talta basecha, because people use it to get the water.
How do you spell cave?
Sorry?
Cave.
It's moro, the same thing. But the point over here being it was used for water. It was used to store water. Rabbi Kiva says, I feel ein ba'achas mikol elu, even if it has nothing in there. Bilvad sheheba shibamam v'shirayim, shibamam v'shirayim. Up to shibamam v'shirayim, you're allowed to carry up to and including even though it has nothing of none of these items in it, you're allowed to carry there. The Mora is going to okay, yeah. So you ended up with a shiva base sasayim by widening and making it narrow, so you compensated for the change and you end up with a base sasayim, but it's not a square. The arich is more than the rochev, so ain't a tatlim b'seichah. So Chazal, we're not matching that situation for you to carry in there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilo orcha pishnayim berochva metalta masecha. He says, no, there's no issue with the shape, and even to the extent where it's twice as long, it's still acceptable. Amar Rabbi Eloi, shemati me Rabbi Eliezer, Shetzger Shetzger Eliezer. I feel he could base core. Even the shear base core is mutter. So that's one thing you heard from Rabbi Eliezer. M'chein shemati mimenu. I also heard from our Rabbi Eliezer the following halacha. Anche chotzer sheshochach echad mehen. So the way they used to do the Aruba Chatzeris, a little different than we do nowadays, each person would contribute. They would go around there every Arab Shabbos with the table in the basket, and each member of the Chatzar would put some bread in. So this way, the idea that it should belong to everybody, everybody contributed, belonged to everybody, everybody put in. So now one person forgot to put in. So when he forgot to put in, so now we have a problem that nobody in the chotzer is allowed to carry, because the whole idea is everybody joins and becomes one unit. But over here it's not one unit because one person didn't join. So now it's two units. There's everybody plus and him. So there's a lot later on which talks about a concept called bittul. So which means he basically relinquishes. Thank you, Mitzvah.
He said bitul rishos.
So he relinquishes his right to the chotzer for the Shabbos. So what does that mean, lemaisa? So you say like this. It means also basis also milhachlus lohotzi loy avolahem mutter. So he cannot take anything in and out of his house, but they may take things in and out of his house because he was involved with his rishus to them. So the bitul rishus is not only on the chotzer, but also on the bias. So since bitul rishus is also on his bias, therefore they may, now that the bias is mevutul to them, they may go into his house and take things out and bring it out to the chotzer, as opposed to understanding that he's just basically forgoing his rights to the chotzer, but not to the bias, and therefore they have no right to take anything out of his bias, is therefore a separate, distinct rishus from the rest of the bottom of the chotzer, and nobody can carry from there. So he's saying that that's not true. Okay. A third thing that I heard from Rabbi Eliezer is Shiyotze Ba'ak Rablin B'Pesach. Ak Rablin is a valid vegetable to use for morer. The purpose of Mora, I do not know what it is called in English. I'm sure I still translate it as Akrablin. Because after call Tamidov, and these three things that I heard from Eliezer, I discussed with all of the he's not alive anymore, apparently. And I tried to find somebody else who remembered hearing it from him, and nobody else ever heard this from him. Rashi Shemirah, Sugar Sherman, a booth for the Sherman. So the Chiddush over here is even though it's enclosed for deer purposes, so Rabbi Baba says still Chazal limited your right to a base to carry to a base of sign. She gave you three options: Shemira, Beis Dira, or Smucha Leir. So Rashi Smucha Leir, the Hal, but Kriver the Beis Soi. Even though it's not directly adjacent to the home, since it's close enough, it's near the city, he'll use it. So it has a kumat halacha as if it was hooked up with dira. That's mutar to carry.
If according to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, if you had a full fledged home in the middle.
Yeah, Kabbalah Kerman, that's the most real.
No, but I'm saying, are you limited to the base of sign?
Yeah. It says base theory. One of the Shamir base theory, they seem for the year. Right?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was the distinguish between sort of levels of base theory.
The base of sign, is that per person or is that per household?
The house thing is per household.
I mean, even if you have more than one house, you still have the restrictions of the basic sign. It's not, each house doesn't double the area.
I think we had over the larger area, so it wasn't a basic sign that was being used inside the home.
It's a very interesting question. Well, normally, if you'd have a few houses, you wouldn't call it a karfif anymore. I'm not sure how to. We don't hold a computer above us, so the whole the discussion is hard to figure out what he would hold. I'm not sure. Okay. Mavach, they shim mam, shiram, shim mam, shirayim, well, yes. So Rabbi Akiva says that more Poruch Tanakam and Nami Hagam. They both said the Shir of Shimam and Shiraim. So what's Rabbi Akiva stressing? Already said that. He made it a little bit less in the width, and added the length. The total area is based on sayim. In metalton, you cannot carry that. The meruba who the shor rabbanon and hekadol hukavadira. In case it's not hukavadira, because I only permitted it if it's square. Ashe chotzer sheshachach. I forgot. The Lamacher built a Rishusay Lechaveroi. Shahayusa Oseris Aleyat. He's a Matam Shishus. It should be Lechaveroi. That he was also, he was prohibiting them, Milahotzi, Mibatayan the Chotzer. Because of his access to the Chotzer and not joining the Erev, nobody was allowed to carry. So he was involved in Rishos. So based also the Hachlis Lahotzi Lachotzi Lutzarcha, he cannot carry out for his purposes. They can take things from their homes through the Chotzer into his house and out again.
That implies that they can't do him a favor and carry his stuff for him. Or?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. A gravel and a shame mortar is a type of a mortar that it works. Kachi Chaber is a shush of the worm halalu. I try to find a colleague which would have heard these three things. Shmon Mipiv, that they heard from him. Nobody. Farish, the Gabi Ginnam, a carf of Loy Shor, Yosef, and Beis Yosayim. So So what would, do we yes hold? Not like Rabbi Eliezer, this version of Rabbi Eloy, the name of Rabbi Eliezer. He said even a base score. We said no, there's a limit of a base saw. There's no head to more than base asayim, and he said even a base core, which is 15 times greater than that. We don't hold like that. They cannot carry from his house. They can carry from their house instead of chutz, but not from his house. Umar explains what the issue of that is. About Rabban, sorry, the lav morahu. People hold that, we hold that it's not more. So that's the stance that we take. Not like Rabbi Eloy. For the Markasha, my Tana, the Ketani Va'oid, what Rabbi Yehuda Baba was not discussing, the Gin and the Karfiv, etc., he was discussing a halacha in Be'er. And all of a sudden we say Va'oid, that besides what we said, we also said this about the Gid and the Karfiv. The more assumes that the normal usage of the word Roy would be referring to the Gid and the Karfiv. So what is it? So the parallel is that the, what we said before was an element of Chumrah. The Tanakh, Rabbi Kiva said it's mutter in more cases. Rabbi Yehuda Baba said, no, only this. And another Chumrah that Rabbi Yehuda, so that the another is, it's parallel to the fact that it's a Chumrah. For the Merkasha, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Le Chadol Chumra. He said one Chumra, and then Ketani Chmita, and he said a second Chumra. But Ketani Ba'oid, he doesn't say Ba'oid regards to him. Yehuda said, if you have a Derech Rabbim going through, you have to Misalgat Letzadit. Right. And Rabbi Yehuda said in the first Mishnah that you can't extend your pasi biros more than the base aside. So you would have assumed that according to this thought process, you know, base aside, and they said you could even go further and further. And he says only the base aside. And then he also said you have to move the Derech HaRabim goes through the Pasi Biros, you must reroute the flow of traffic. So according to this thought process, we should have said Void or Rabbi Yehuda. A second thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chumra, is that you have to move the traffic to the side. So why are we here by Rabbi Yehuda and Bava? Do we use the word Void? And we did not use it there before. If that's the reason why we're using Void. Our answer is Hosam Apsakur Rabbana. Hakaloy Apsakur Rabbana. Over there, in the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Beis Asayim. Chama said, no, even a Beis Kur, etc. They responded, and then Rabbi Yehuda said his next din. So, since the Chama were in the middle, so the phrase of Oid is not used. But over here, the last Tana of the previous Mishnah is Rehudim and Bava, and the first Tana of this Mishnah is Rehudim and Bava. So that's the word of Oid is, makes sense. Okay. So the Marvachal Hechad of Sakura Bonan, like Tani Oid. So you're telling me that there are, that this is the rule, that when the Tana says point X, and then he says point Y, about a different topic, but since they're both chumra, they're both kula, for that matter, we use the word void. But not if the chumra, there's a chumra in the middle. But Markasha, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Sukkah, the Apsakura, uses the word void over there in the second parak. Rav Lezer says it has to be 14 sudas. You must have 14 sudas in the sukkah, which means you must have two meals every day of Chol HaMoed. And Rashi brings that you can, if you didn't get your 14 in the first 7 days of sukkahs, you can use the night of Shemini Atzeres to count. See, he learns it's one. It's part of one Yom Tov. So he uses the word void. But the Chomer in the middle, over there is Hatzkura Bonan, and still, the Hatzkura Bonan, but Tani Void. So Moran says, Hassan B'milsahu D'Apsakua. Hachem M'milsahachriti Apsakua. Over there, the conversation was all the flow of that same conversation about what they've been talking about. And Chum responded to that, and then he said, furthermore, in, on that same topic. They sit back appealing even a base core base of Sorakur. But most of the heart culture Bavachi Abrapasan, and they said you can keep standing as long as you remember the passing, which he agrees to that. Not sure about the Russian. Sok Rashi, my Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, beginner of Karfif Deliel. He wasn't talking about beginner of Karfif before. The Kamar Va'oid, the Masha Domer Liel, Bachum Rachmit, he spoke about this topic before, and furthermore, there's no furthermore, the more it says, the furthermore is Lemish of the Domer Chad Chumra, Chad Lichumra, Yabi Pasin. He said a Chumra by Pasin. Domer Deinosh and Son Elo the Bear Harabim. It must be a bear. Not a boar of the rabbim, not a yochid. He's being machir. Rashi Kamar Chumra Achriti says another Chumra. Talmud got the hook of the dira. Sure, it's famous based on Simon Eri, which is the hook of the dira. Still, only based on Simon. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. The Tanel Yael, Chad al Chumra, Domer Ad based on Simon in Tfei Loi. We can't extend the Pasi Biros more than a based on Simon. And then he said the chumra of moving it to stodim. Vaharatani achriti yisakenu to stodim. Move it. Move the flow of traffic to the side. Veloitana va'oid. Why? Mishum dalav b'chada milsihi. The reish harav the midas hakim sefer harav b'tel mechitzes. They're both talking about pasi biros. We're talking about two different issues. One is how much you're allowed to. Enclose, and one is this issue of is Rabbi Mevat the Mechitzas or not? So Moore says that over there, Hatzkura Bonin, to Katani Amr Loi Amr Beis Hashem Ela Legina. They said the Din of Beis Hashem is only by Gina, not by Pasi Biros. Like Hatzkura Bonin Loi Havi Tani Baboid. You don't use it, if the Chomer in the middle. You don't use the word Baboid. Ishak Loi Amr Baboid. A place of Baboid is proper to use. The fact that the chomer in the middle doesn't take it away. Gun hechad the ratio of sefer bechadim. Also, talking about something which is there's some element of parallel. Rabbi Eliezer the sukkah that non mevseptus sukkah. I guess they probably should not have been enclosed the word sukkah in the parentheses. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Yudal Tzudas Chayiv Adam Lechol. There's no requirement of a number, except for the first night. Whatever the Yezer Shemisha Le'ochol Leila Yom Tov Harishon, Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Ho'achron. You can get it in the night of Shmini Atzeres. So Amma Mishum the Reisha B'Sefer B'Suda the Sukkah. They're both talking about the loch of the sudas that you have to eat ube cheshbon on the calculation of how many. Ari Tano. Since we're both talking about the same topic, use the word void. Even though the chum are in the middle, responded in the davar kitzba. So shomino hi the loytani bitter Yehuda void mishum the loydamihu. So if it's the exact same discussion, we do use the word void even when it's in the middle. So why by Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lloyd, do we not use it? Because it's talking about two different things. One's talking about the area you're allowed to enclose. One's talking about is the flow of the Rishus, traffic of the Rishus Rabbim without the Mechitzes or not. They're both relevant to Pasi Biroz, but two different discussions. Therefore, you don't use the word void. Shem Deloy Domi was not the same. Therefore, Rabbi Ben Baba, Lama, lead them the Tani Lay. So why did it say void over here? So Hossam Gabi Sukkah B'milsid Afsakua L'hadalei Rabbanon Ela B'sudas. The discussion was sudas. How many sudas? The Chum said you don't need so many sudas. And then he said further about the sudas. Rabbi Huda the Masnitzin L'ara Ela B'pasi B'iroz based Sasayim. Okay. So he's discussing how much area you're allowed to enclose for the Pasi B'iroz. The Chum said he's a base of Simon. They said even a base Kurbi, a base of Soros Kurin. You tell me you're familiar with the phrase a base of Simon. Yeah, let's say something else. Once they said that, they've introduced a new element over here. Therefore, void is not proper. Hadar Bonim beginning with Karfa Vadir Vasar. Basis time. Remember, Hadra Bonin, the Yidr Karfif, the Karfif, the Deir Vassar. Relum time, the Mishum Havsaka, Vidim and Baba, Loyavsik, Tane Void. So, in case there's no Havsik, use the word void. In case you use a Havsik, you don't use the word void. The definition of a Havsik is a little bit different. Okay, Rabbi Kibar, Marfila, Ain, Abo Echel, Mikol, Elo, Metalta, Mesach. Even though it has none of these elements in it, you may carry in the, in your basis side. Rabbi Kiva Hanu Tanakamu. So we have in the first Mishnah says that the din of Beis Hasayim, they spun to Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah, the din of Beis Hasayim is only by Ginnim, Karfim, etc. Those weren't places which had a base deer in them. And the Tanakama, the Tana who responded to Rabbi Yehuda already said that it's mutter. So what should we keep adding to that Tana in the first Mishnah? Right, it's Ikeben Adabar Mu'at. The difference is the small amount that the base of Sayim is greater than Shibimama Vishirayim. So the Rikima uses the phrase Shibimama Vishirayim. The Tanakama uses the word base of Sayim. If you do your math on a base of Sayim, Shima Vashirayim, we calculate as 70 and two-thirds Amma. So an Amma is 6 Tvachim, so it's 70 Ammas and 4 Tvachim, which gives you 70.66. The actual number, if you do your math, is 70.71. So it's a look at Etzba, part of an Etzba more. That's the argument. The Tanya Rabbi Huda Amar Dabar Mu'at Yesh Al Shimam Amar Shirayim. There's a little bit more beyond the Shimam Amar Shirayim. But also Chumim by Shir. The Chumim did not clarify the Shir. Mekama Shir Sasayim Kechatzar Mishkan. And the Shir would be based on Sasayim Kechatzar Mishkan, which is 50 by 100. Okay. Why do we take the Chatzar Mishkan, which is 50 by 100, and we make this square of 70 and Amas and a fraction is a calculation for the purposes of Shabbos? So where does it come? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Kroa. So the Pesukim by the calculation of the Chatzar HaMishkan, it says, Erech HaChatzar Me'a Bahama, Berech HaChamishim BaChamishim. So the length of the length is 50 is 100 amos, and the width is 50 by 50. Now the width is not 50 by 50. The width is 50. So the puzzle would written Erech Chachotzer Mea Bama Berech of Chamishim Bo Amo. We'd be very happy. What's Chamishim by Chamishim? It's 50 by 50. So we're darshing the extra. So Amr Torah Toch Chamishim Misavev Chamishim. So take another 50 and spread it around the first 50. Remember, we did the calculation, the Rashi did the calculation, how you take your second 50, you cut into strips, and take the second 50, you cut into strips, which are 10 amas wide and 50 amas long. You place them on the four sides of your original square. And you now have something which looks like a plus sign. It has 50 amas in the middle, and then it has 10 amas on each side, north and south, and east and west. And you have the four corners which are open. And then remember, they rushed to the calculation. So we take our 50 and divide it up into pieces to allow us to extend. So that's 70. That's 70 by 70, with the corners missing. So you take the remaining strip, which is 10 by 50, and you make it five squares of 10 by 10. You fill in your four corners. Now it's a total thing of 7 by 7. You still have one which is 10 by 10, which you have to add on. That's the shirayim, the calculation of the shirayim. So you took the 50, the 50, and you're masavav it around the 50. So what's that for? It's not negayat to hilchos chatzar mishkan. It's coming for lachos of hilchos shabbos. Some are pashas krabim mai. Okay, that's the drasha. But how would you learn the pashas on the pasuk? Mai ksiv. I'm Rabbi Hamid Mishkan al Suas Chamishim. Kedei she Chamishim Amo lefono vesim Amo lechol ruach. If the veruach. So if you take the Mishkan and you put it, so your chatzar Mishkan is 50 wide and 100 long. So If you walk in on the front side on the east side, you walk towards the Mishkan. The Mishkan should be 50 amas deep. You can walk 50 amas until you reach the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is placed at the beginning of the second 50 amas. The Mishkan was 30 amas long and 10 amas wide. So if you place the Mishkan, which is 30 amas long and 10 amas wide, in an area which is 50 by 50, you'll have 20 amas on each side and 20 amas behind it. And the front area of the front area in front of the Mishkan will be 50 by 50. Sok Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Hanal Tanakama. It's the Tanakama, the Amrullah, that of the conversation which uses the word Amrullah, that they said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Lomar B'Sasayim El Legina LeKarfif. By Kin and Karim, there's an image of sign, but in the case of Pasi Birose, or these type of things, so Avim Hoya Boy, Alma Hechad Ika Beis Dira, Filotuva, Mishalai Hukav Ladira, Beis Asayim. That's Kirikiva, Kirikiva's din. Then if there's somebody living there, you can have more than Beis Asayim. And if nobody's living, it's not the Hukav Ladira, then your limit is Beis Asayim. But it's mutter even though there's no dira. Ikvan adav remut. Shabbos Asayim yesel shibam amav v'shirayim ribuyim. That the Beis Asayim is greater than the 70 amas and 4 tefachim squared. Kitanakam one. Tanakama shorim Beis Asayim shleimim. You get the full Beis Asayim. Rekiva shibam amav v'shirayim al shibam amav v'shirayim v'suloi. You get exactly the 70 and fourth Fachim. Kedeka Amri Behedya, like Kiva says. The Kamehain Sasayim like Chatzar Mishkan. And this calculation is based on the Sasayim of the Chatzar Mishkan. So, Davar Mus. Tochamishim. Davar Mus. Come on, first look. Oh, the extra amount. How much is it? The Rambidan lay lechotza mishkan l'shar by Isra Shabbos. So we make a square and we use it for Hilchos Shabbos. So the phrase my bechamishim haroichem chamishim v'arich meya. It's 100 long and 50 wide. When you calculate the halachas of the curtains, it says that each those sides were 100 amas of curtains and those sides were 50 of curtains. So we know the width, we know the length. So what is chamishim ba chamishim? Ella amar Torah tol chamishim. So Rashi gives you the way to do it. Okay, let's hold it by this Rashi. Ella amar Torah.